وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be always with you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sacrifices for his beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we have been going through the life of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the persecution in Makkah Mukarrama became unbearable and the divine inspiration came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make hijrah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook this journey with the suhbah and companionship of none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. So regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, if you do not help the messenger, Allah has helped him already at the time when the unbelievers had expelled him. The second of the two, when both of them were in the cave, and he was saying to his companion, La tahzan, inna allaha ma'ana, do not grieve, surely Allah is with us. Now this little statement, La tahzan, inna allaha ma'ana, is a very, very dynamic statement that is mentioned in the noble Quran. No, when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam called out in the cave, and he mentioned to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. Today we cry, we send a message to the crying ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherever they are standing up with their strength and courage against the infidels, against the disbelievers, against the Yahud and against the Hunud. Remember, La tahzan, Inna Allah ma'ana, do not be grieved, Allah is with us. So the cave of Thor is a few miles out of Makkah Mukarrama. When they cover this distance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved friend Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala enter the cave and are protected against the scouts of the enemies. In the meantime, when the enemies discover the failure of their plot, they become very remorseful, and in their sorrow and anger, they dispatch scouts and patrols in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl offers a reward to the person who captures him and brings him back. So the patrols reach the mountain and are also at the entrance of the cave, but are unable to see anything inside. It was by the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the spiders had spun their web and the pigeons had laid eggs at the entrance of this particular cave. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is terrified lest these wretched animals capture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a mountain of tranquility, patience and fortitude, and was not concerned in the least, he smiles and he says to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, La tahzan, inna allaha ma'ana, do not be grieved, Allah is with us. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's companionship on this occasion eventually earned him the honor of being referred to as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's closest companion. They spent 3 days safe and sound in the cave and then they left for Medina Munawwara. They detoured from the normal route and followed the route along the coast, When the afternoon sun was quite intense the next day, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu spread out a sheet in the shade of a field, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to rest on it while he went out in search of food. He saw a shepherd herding some goats. He asked him to clean the udders of one of the goats, milk it, and then cover the utensil with a cloth to prevent dust from getting into it. He then brought the milk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and presented it to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drank first, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and they proceeded when the late afternoon approached. Abu Jahl had already announced a reward of 100 camels for the person who captures Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person conveyed to Saraqa his suspicion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being along the coast. In his eagerness for Abu Jahl's reward, Saraqa hastened on his horse in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he got near to him, his horse slipped and fell. He got up and he pursued Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who turned to him and made a dua against him. Consequently, Suraqa's horse sunk to its knees in the ground. Suraqa asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for pardon, and his horse got up. He realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had another power behind him, and a time will soon come when his religion will reign supreme and all the people of Makkah Mukarrama will assemble under his flag. So he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I promise you I will not mention your whereabouts to anybody, but I have one request. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated to him to present his request. He said, write a covenant stating that when you take control of Makkah Mukarrama, you guarantee me indemnity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dictated it to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an and gave it to Suraqa. He returned to Makkah Mukarrama and adopted subtle ways to prevent Abu Jahl and the others from pursuing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this way, all their plots and plans went in vain. Now we learn a lesson from the Hijrah. One lesson which we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam Hijrah is that one's friends, relatives, beloved, and everything else can be sacrificed without any hesitation for the protection of one's beliefs. The iman of a mu'min holds a position above everything else. Nothing could stop Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from leaving their beloved Makkah Mukarrama, their families, and their relatives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's natural and human attachment and love, and the strength and power of his iman, which were collectively found in him, are amply personified from the following statement which he made on the occasion of Hijrah. He said, "Ma atyaba min baladin wa ahabba ilayya walawla anna qawmi akhrajuni minka ma sakantu ghayrak." What an excellent city you are, referring to Makkah Mukarramah. And I love you so much. Had my people not expelled me from you, I would not have settled down in any other place. It was actually in emulation of Allah Ta'ala's order, Ya ibadiyya alladhina amanu, inna ardi wasi'ah, fa'iyyaya fa'budun. O my servants who believe, my earth is vast, so worship me alone. Now, the people of Medina Munawwara, they welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Ansar of Medina Munawwara received information of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's departure from Makkah. And so they made it their daily practice to go to the outskirts of the city every day after the Fajr Salah and await his arrival. They would remain waiting until the heat of the sun became intense and unbearable. They would be forced to take refuge in shade and then return to their houses. It was a summer season and a time of intense heat. The Ansar had already returned to their houses at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. A Jew was the first one to see him, and he had been seeing the daily practice of the Ansar of waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On seeing him, he announced in a loud voice and informed the Ansar of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment they heard his call, they rushed out and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam under a date palm with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, who looked the same age as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Most of the people had not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before this, and so in their enthusiasm and joy, they all surrounded the two, and the crowd around him increased. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized they did not know who was who, so he took a sheet and shaded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with it. The people's doubt was removed in this way. About 500 Ansar welcomed this caravan, and they eventually said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with full respect, "Hazrat, come, you are safe and secure in every way possible. You will be obeyed in every matter." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion, as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, proceeded, the whole of Medina was standing on either side of the road to receive him. The women were observing this new caravan from the roofs of their houses. One was asking the other, "Who from the two is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "We never witnessed a scene like this again. The people gathered on the streets, pathways, rooftops, windows and doors. The young boys and workers were saying, 'Allahu Akbar, Ja'a Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Ja'a Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, Ja'a Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, Ja'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.' Allah is the greatest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived. Allah is the greatest. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived. Allah is the greatest. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived. Allah is the greatest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived." Hazbarra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a youngster at the time, relates, "I never saw the people of Medina Munawwara as happy as they were on the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even the slave girls were going around and calling out, 'Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived.' In their joy and happiness over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arrival, the Muslims raised the call of 'Allahu Akbar,' 'Allah is the greatest,' because there could be no greater joy for them. It seemed as though Medina itself was smiling with pride. The young Ansar girls were singing the following lines with absolute joy and fun: 'Tala'a al-badru alayna min thaniyati al-wada, wajaba ash-shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da. Ayyuha al-mab'uthu fina, ji'ta bil-amri al-muta'." The full moon appeared before us from the mountain pass from which the caravan is bid farewell. It is binding on us to express thanks to Allah Ta'ala, for as long as someone remains in this world, to call out Allah's name. O you who have been sent to us, you have come with a religion which has to be obeyed." Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a youngster at the time, says, "I was present on the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arrival. The fact is that I never saw a more beautiful and a more glittering day than the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us in Medina Munawwara. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. O Allah, send salutations and peace forever and ever to your beloved, the best creation of all." Like Makkah Mukarrama had found its historical perspective with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it was most loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "Had I not been driven out by the infidels of Makkatul Mukarrama, I would never ever have left Makkatul Mukarrama." But then Medina Munawwara, the city that became famously known as Taba and Tayyiba, became the resting place of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the expansion of Islam took place from this beautiful city. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara over and over again. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.